understand. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Hurrah, hurrah.
Bud.
Tyler's going to do the show without headphones.
Bud.
Can you do the show without headphones in there since you have monitors? Is that a possibility?
Tyler can do whatever he wants.
That sounds way more comfortable.
You push record there, pal. Push record there, pal.
You guys, this is the first time we've ever started on time. In fact, 30 seconds early.
Well, here's the problem. We were supposed to start at 7:45. So we're 15 minutes late, if you must
know. I
know,
but the listeners don't know that.
Well, they will know that when they look at the show, and they're like, why is it so short this week? Because we had to end early.
That's all right.
Because we didn't start early.
And we're playing a clock ticking the entire time.
We need to be out of here.
It's going
to
be cool.
In exactly 60 minutes from right, hold, wait for it.
Now!
I think that's perfect. I think 60 minutes is...
It's a hard out. We got bills to pay.
We should try the show. We should try doing it 45 minutes one night and see if we all bring our A game.
Oh, we did that for when we used to do the show multiple times a week.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't terrible. Good. That wasn't good.
All right.
I love that scam we were going to try to pull, which is we just record everything one night and then split it up.
It wasn't a scam, and I was into it, and so was Tyler, and you were vehemently opposed.
Yeah,
I didn't
like
really
it.
Like it that much.
You were vehemently opposed. Listen, let's talk about what just happened in the other room. All right? Can we talk
Mike
about that?
Mike almost died. This almost became my dream, a two-man show. And then I would have been one man away from a one-man show.
I couldn't tell you. I wasn't kidding. I really hurt my stomach. And it's a butt, like, the underneath my rib cage is like I definitely pulled a muscle or something or strained something.
Such a buzz. I was in there with Ty. We were talking. And then Tyler receded to the back of the room. It's not that big a room. And then Mike showed up. And Mike and I were talking for 3 minutes. I was working on something. I was trying to multitask. Not very well. And next thing I know, Mike is doing this blood-curdling scream, which I was so startled by. I called it a slud. What did I call it?
You called it a blood-skirtling cream.
Blood-skirtling. That's a great name for a band.
It's a good band name. Good band name.
Blood-skirtling cream.
But Mike was sincere, and he was genuinely shaken up. Because
was
Tyler was in the corner looking over the back of a chair.
Very scary.
A lot of white noise.
It wasn't even scary isn't the word. It was frightening.
I'm hearing a lot of white noise. I don't like
that
white noise.
Too.
Yeah, can you not make that white noise happen? Thanks. Oh, apparently it's your mic. Oh, it's an easy fix. Got an easy fix there.
It's Tyler White noise.
Oh.
Hey, I was thinking about it just out of the blue the other day. I was thinking you should have a new Twitter handle.
Mm-hmm.
It should be Ty Ruins Everything.
Or Tyler White's Only.
So on the film vault last night, I almost made a terribly, what I thought was a racist joke in my head, so I didn't say it, but I could not stop laughing because I thought of it.
Then you had to get it out?
I still haven't. I haven't talked about it. I haven't said it.
Are you going to on this show?
I might as well on this show, right? That's what this show is for, right?
For racist jokes?
I don't know if it's racist, though.
All right, let's be the judge.
Okay,
bring it out.
You guys
got to
be the judge. Have you heard of that movie, Blackfish?
Yes.
Have you heard of the movie 20 Feet from Stardom?
No.
Yes.
Okay. 20 Feet from Stardom, for those of you who don't know, is a very good documentary. Will probably be up for Best Documentary this year at the Oscars. And it's all about the background singers from like the 60s and 70s. There was a select few of them. There was just a handful of them. And only a couple of them actually broke free and became their own stars. Tina Turner.
I don't like that you phrased it, broke free.
All right. Well, here we go. Unfortunately,
since if I'm not mistaken, all of them were black.
So last week I had Brian watch Blackfish, which is the movie about how mean they are to Shamu at SeaWorld. If you want to boil it down to the brass tacks, that's what it's about, how mean they are to Shamu at SeaWorld. And Brian brought up something about how he liked 20 Feet from Stardom
it's
more.
About bullying.
And then I was about to say, and I almost said, well, they're both about black whales. But none of them are even fat.
Oh, yeah.
If they're all really fat. It would have been funny, but they weren't.
Yeah. I don't think that's necessarily racist.
It's not racist,
as it is
right?
Just
mean-spirited. It's mean-spirited,
it's a
right?
little bit racist, but not a lot.
And then Brian like hinted towards something, but in the same realm, and then I just started giggling like a schoolgirl, which just the sketch of that whole thing, the thumbnail of everything I just said, is just very evil, horrible, and childish. Good way to start the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to your Friday. This is the After Disaster.
Some guy, I rented some dude at the improv that I don't remember at all, and I acted like I did remember because apparently he used to work there. And he was very confrontational. Like, he's one of these very boisterous, like, kind of an open micer guy. God, I hope he doesn't listen.
Hey, do you think if Billy Crystal does the Oscars this year and both those movies are out for Best Documentary, you think he might do that joke?
I think so.
Haven't they already announced who's doing the Oscars this year?
I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah,
they did.
It's Ellen.
Oh, Christ, she won't do it. Oh, she might.
She might. But the guy goes,
hey, Ellen, if you're listening, you can have that one.
Hey, you don't remember me, do you? And I went, yeah, I do. And he goes, yeah. What's my name then? And he started doing that thing. And I got around all of it. And then he goes,
How do you get around that?
I just went, yeah, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
I said
you know.
I said something very, very inappropriate.
What was it?
He goes, you don't remember me. And I went, black guy.
So,
but
he's throwing him off with subtle racism. I like it.
He used to work at the club. Mm-hmm. So then he goes, yeah, I used to follow you on Facebook, but you said a lot of shit I didn't like, so I blocked you.
Oh, that'll just ruin Mike's day.
Why are you trying? No, but why is he trying to befriend me now in front of the club when he clearly blocked me?
What kind of conversation opener is that? Hey, you know, I used to follow you, but you posted terrible things. But let's have a conversation.
What is this guy? What does he do? Oh, I should
he's
also point out.
He's like an open
micer. 1-800-LOUD-191.
Yeah.
1-800-LOUD-191. Talk to us, Pabs.
You guys,
we are available.
I'm going to mention something that I know you're not going to like, but I just have to get this out of my head. I was driving here, and I drive past Wahoo's Fish Tacos on the corner there. You know what I'm talking about? Wilshire and Crescent Heights?
Nope. I don't go that way.
I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
I've run errands there many times.
It's a very crowded.
Why are you way up there? What are we doing?
No, back when I worked at K-Rock, can you go get fish tacos for everyone?
Very crowded intersection, correct? Yeah. That doesn't matter, though, the crowd part.
It's creepy, too, because it's got a curve to it.
It's
right
creepy.
The curve.
It's right out of Beverly Hills. Like, it's half a mile away from Beverly Hills on the same street, yet it's all of a sudden it's turned into scummy.
Mm-hmm. There's a bum that welcomes you.
I'm sorry to say this, Anderson. I'm sorry to bring this up. I'm sorry.
Do you have any idea where he's going? Did you kill something?
I look over at the window of Wahoo's. There's people inside the window eating. And there was a homeless guy standing up taking a shit on the sidewalk directly facing the windows from about 4 feet away. And I felt like I started going like I was going to puke. Mm-hmm. And then a homeless guy, within a minute, hey, got any money for out of work? And I went, I said no, but you know, I started going like after what your buddy did back there, mm-hmm. like they're all friends or something. But it was fucking. He wasn't squatting down; he was standing.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah, I've seen that move
with his butt at the window.
I've seen that move once. I was also in my car at a red light, and it was actually right down the street, kitty corner to where K Rock is, right down where. So it's pretty much. Tyler used to start at point A, which is K-Rock, where he was told, because he was a little gopher boy, to go get fish tacos, which would be his
get
point B.
Get something with the change for yourself. It would be like $1.50. What can you get at Wahoo's for $1? You can't even get like a fish taco. They're like
$1.80. Do you have names? Do you have names of people who used to do this too?
You know who they are.
I decided something people. Today, and I used to do this. There was a guy at the club.
So anyways, point A and point B are the two places knowing that I know of where bums take stand-up shits. Point A, point B.
That's the worst thing I've ever seen. That's based in reality.
About a 3 mile radius.
Make sure you go to the right stand-up club when your friend says we're going to see some stand-up.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of bums lined up to shit.
Let's call Home Depot. I like to stand up when I shit. Do you have a toilet for that? Like the sidewalks.
All right, we're not this show.
Wait, speaking of driving
there's
to get fast
there's a bum
food.
In Pasadena that carries, is at least classy enough to carry a bucket with them and just dumps
it's
in the bucket.
Classy.
Does he put eggs in it to ferment and then sells them?
No.
Whenever somebody
like
would
the Chinese
run,
and the little boys pee.
Yeah, that's different, come though. On. It's not poop. They don't ferment their eggs.
I know, but it's excrement.
The every time in the past people would go get me lunch, I would always treat them, especially if it was an inconvenient. I always did it. I'd say, you know, if you run and get it, I'll pay. And there's a dude at the club that leaves the Improv on Melrose every day to go to In-N-Out Burger. Can you imagine that nightmare? At lunchtime at 12.
I don't know where they are in comparison.
It's on Sunset, and it's...
Okay, it's good. It's, we're okay. We're okay. It's all right.
It's overly crowded.
Okay, all right, okay.
Parking lot's impossible. But every time he goes, I'm like, because everyone throws their order at him at the last second. You know, like, I want a number three.
You brought this on yourself, Andrew. You sound like the third base coach that all the players ignore. They just run home.
That happened in the game just yesterday. I'm like, what the fuck?
Tyler,
I just ignore the guy?
I have a question that I asked on Twitter, and nobody answered. Nobody answered me.
Uh-huh.
Do Little League baseball teams still do that? Hey, batter, 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 batter.
As far as I know, yes.
You know, no one answered you, but one black open micer stopped following you as a result.
That was on Facebook.
He did not like
I don't think he knows I'm on
I
Twitter.
Don't like the term open micer.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. It's weird.
Open micer.
It's like open sesame, only it's way weirder.
You know how you spell open micer? M-I-K-E-R. Yep. God, that's so...
I was telling someone that the other night.
No, did you see... Well, apparently you guys don't go on any of our Twitter or Facebook pages, but apparently it is acceptable to use M-I-C. It comes from any... The audio professional world is adamant that it's M-I-C.
As am I.
Most dictionaries now say it is allowable.
Well, the one on my phone does not accept it.
Well, your phone is a piece of shit.
Tell that to Dead Jobs.
Dead Jobs.
Okay, here's HBO. Don't have a ton to get to, but here's a couple things that I got to get to. All right. All right. Here's a couple things. Here we go. It's becoming a theme now. Old man Anderson talking about the new generation. But this is just... Hopefully this is not a generational thing, but I'm afraid it is. But it has to do with phones and pictures and what people are actually, how the quality of their lives. Okay? Something I witnessed that was very upsetting in a mall. Occurred to me the other day that I was a stalker in high school. Didn't realize it, and it just occurred to me.
I must confess, I may have been as well.
I could see that. Let's talk about stalking for a second, shall we?
It's fun.
It's fun.
I used to stalk the bitches up and down the
street. Did you really?
No.
Here's the thing.
Once again, something that separates us from you, mental health.
Here's the thing.
I know I was. I don't think I was. I know I was.
Then why aren't we horrible, creepy fucks right now? Or are we? Knowing what I know right now and knowing what my behavior was in high school, and if I knew, like, if I was somehow independent of myself and I could see and I knew what was going on with me in, like, high school, I'd be like, put him on a watch list, have the FBI tailing him. This guy is going to be a problem.
I feel like I'm a worse person than you are.
I like that.
I do.
Which of the three of us would do the worst things if they had an invisibility cloak and no one would ever see anything you ever did?
Well, I have a conscience, and I try to do the right thing, even though I fail. I think you might have an evil side, Tyler, that's waiting to come out.
Mm-hmm, I could see that. Drew thinks that you're going to, Dr. Drew, that is, thinks that you're going to become a hardcore drug addict alcoholic.
He has no faith in me.
100% serious, too. He's like, he's going to.
There's something wrong with that Petey. I don't know what it is.
I'll be there. I'll be there to treat him. Don't worry, but it's going to happen. 100%
serious. If I take his insurance.
The evil thing is creepy. I don't like that at all.
I have
but
a really loud
a
conscience, too. It's just a little delayed.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, as soon as I have an orgasm, it kicks in. I think
it's delayed like by 6 hours.
I think I'm at heart I'm a good person, but then I look at some of the stuff I do, even though it's not you know horrible, but to me it just creeps me out, and I'm like, what the fuck?
We got 48 and a half more minutes, so
I go way out of my way.
60-minute run, and you just began.
I go way out of my way to not be that guy, though. It's in my head to not be that guy. Like, I don't crank my head around to look at girls. I don't.
Oh, yeah, I, you know, every now and again, I'll catch myself, like, you know, noticing something. It's like, you can't help it. I saw a guy today at the gym, though, and it was like, holy shit. Like, he would have raped this girl walking by if he was allowed to.
I see those guys all
and,
the time.
And, like, his brow was furrowed, and he was, like, all, like, muscular and, like, pumped
how do
up
those
and
guys
swole.
Ever...
And, like, he just wanted to animalistically fuck her. I could
how
tell.
Do those guys ever meet chicks and get laid? Because
a lot of girls
that...
are drawn to that.
I
but you're thinking
that...
four girls through your brain, and it's completely different. They're looking for somebody who knows what they want and somebody who's secure in their own self and who will take care of them. That's what a lot of ladies are looking for. Now,
maybe, but I don't know. I don't like that. I don't think it's cool. To... Well,
of course not.
I mean, every girl wants you to look at them.
See, I got this weird background, too, where I grew up with my mom, and my mom, this sounds weird, but was super hot. My mom was very, very hot. And, like, seeing pictures now from the 60s and 70s, it's like, holy shit, Mom. She was, like, model hot. And I remember being a little kid walking down the street with her and hearing, like, the catcalls and hearing,
That would be so troubling.
And she would be, like, really uncomfortable because she's still a little farm girl, even though she put herself out there and be all, like,
well, she's
model
with 30. Her son.
Plus, I was, you know, a little 6-year-old boy that looked like a girl. And I remember just hating those guys, hating them so much. So I think that it was ingrained at that point.
I hate them.
But, so... I really didn't know how to, like, respond to girls or let them know that I liked them. Even through high school and a lot of parts of high school, I didn't know how to do it properly. So what I would do is I kind of just watch them from afar, and I would get to the point – because high school is just awful. It's terrible. They force you to get all up early at unnatural hours and go intermix with terrible people, right? Yes. So you got to do what you got to do. And what I used to do was I'd figure out I would pick a girl almost every year. There'd be, like, a girl – this is so creepy –
The fact that you just said I'd pick a girl as if it were a random serial killer act, it's not like I'd see a girl.
That's what I'm saying.
And then there's a new girl.
If
I
knew.
Found her attractive, it's no, what, I'd pick a girl.
What was funny, too, was like a homeroom, right? Like you'd be kind of scanning the room. Like I'm talking like you're like 15, 16. You're scanning the room. And there's like four or five girls in there that could be out of like 30, 40. Four or five that are in there that, hey, that could be the crush. That might be my crush.
It was for me, it was like more like two.
Two, 3 weeks. Maybe like three. Maybe I'm being generous. But yeah. And then three, 4. Plus, I was at a pretty ritzy, affluent, like where a lot of trophy wives were kind of taken.
That's different.
There's good gene pool
than,
out there. Yeah. Good gene pool. There's a lot of good looking girls.
You know what the best gene pool is? Junior college.
Oh, they're great. And they're dumb.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Awesome. God, where that show now?
It's way better than a real college.
So tell me if you had this experience. Like, you look around
they're
and you see.
They're either dumb or they're sensible about money. So either way.
There's a lot more hot chicks that are on the brink of getting into college.
So I did some of the best work in junior college. Some of the best work. I went to junior college for 8 years for that purpose. No,
this summer, Anderson Cowan's going to junior college.
The cool thing about junior college is you can genuinely just hang out on the campus and no one knows if you go or not at any age.
Oh, if it's not a parent, to the utmost. Jillian no longer listens to the program. She's very behind in everything else, so that's kind of why I'm speaking frankly about some of these things. Things I would never normally talk about because, you know, the old ladies check in.
Some kids are getting ahead in class. Anderson's getting head in class.
The in-class part kind of killed it for me.
Yep.
If you dropped that in-class part, you would have had something. So,
you didn't get ahead in class?
Never. God damn it. I wish I could say yes to that. I'd feel cool. So
I
picked, like, let's say 3 to 4 maximum, right? 2 weeks later.
Did you have a harem?
2 weeks. You're trying to pick which one.
Stalking.
You're going to
stalk. They're not working
for
him.
You're playing like stalker bachelorette or the bachelor.
I'm in
stalker.
My head trying to figure. And listen, I made it a rule. I never once like sexually fantasized about any of these girls. Because like, that jinxes it, Tyler.
Just sexually respected them?
Okay. Yeah. I think this is so weird when we're in sync. Because I absolutely
totally
will
jinxes
not.
It.
If I have a crush on somebody, I will absolutely not sexually
fantasize about
them. It would
make you even more awkward around them.
And then I think if I did it, like once I did it, I just killed the chances.
Yes,
like I killed
exactly.
The spirit.
There's no way you could
I
ever.
I genuinely do that. And I think about that often.
So here's where I'm trying to go, though. Like 3-4 weeks later, maybe 6 months later, and then repeatedly up to like years later, you'll look at one of the three who turned out not to be attractive at all because you got – and you're just embarrassed. You're like, oh, God. I used to think that girl is attractive. What was wrong with me?
Yeah.
She's way off. Yeah. So then you figure out which one it's going to be. You pick them, Tyler. All right. You got your stock. Your what are they? They're not a victim.
Draft pick?
No, they're your
your
prey.
In the first round – Anderson,
they're your
Cowan.
Subjects.
Usually you have one who's like top tier. Yeah. And then there might be like one or two others that are like, you know, like in the minors. Like
first he was
the minors
a TNA.
But they can leapfrog over the number one if they flirt with you or
they
they're nice to you. Yes.
Or if the
if other dudes like them.
Number one like ends up being a bitch or moving away or getting a boyfriend and
moving
putting on pounds.
Away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a given.
So but the number one, the first round pick, you figure out every single class she's in.
Mm-hmm.
So you know exactly where she's going to be. Like when you're in class, you're thinking, all right, when I get out of class, and I know some of you guys out there do the exact same thing, so I'm not that ashamed because I know that you're not alone. Plus, I didn't really have that much shame at the time.
An adult.
I didn't talk to anybody about it.
No.
But this was like the funnest thing to do at school. It was the only fun thing to do at school. So I'd be
I'm
like,
glad you interpreted it as fun because I didn't think it was fun.
Like I would look
like
forward to see what they're going to wear.
Yeah.
This is a while I admitted this. I wonder which flat. Oh, she wore that one a few weeks ago.
This is like you're playing The Sims and you didn't have a computer. And you're watching your Sims.
I hope I'm not repeating myself, but I'm going to tell this brief story. There was a girl I was in love with upon like love at first sight that worked at the warehouse in San Diego when I worked at the Improv. So 1990. And her name was Kristen Marinos.
You shouldn't be giving names.
And
like that.
I just became obsessed and immediately started fantasizing. Like, that's my girl. That's my girlfriend. That's
be
it.
Clear about
it's
the
her.
Fantasizing.
It's her.
So you just made a.
That definitely wasn't sexual. It was definitely like, I'm in love with her. I love her. There's no doubt. And I wouldn't shut up about it for so long that the staff at the club was like, you either need to ask her out or just shut up because I can't take hearing about this girl. So I had gone to the warehouse to rent movies so often. I not only knew when her lunch break was, I knew all of it. I knew which car was hers by deduction. And one day I went in there. Oh, by the way, what I would do...
By deducting her brakes.
I was so out of it.
See, I would never tell anyone. Ever tell anyone.
I
to the point
so,
that the girl would end up liking me back and out here from her friends, and they'd have no idea. They'd have no idea.
I was so stupidly, obsessively dumb. I was so dumb that I would rent movies, and I remember specifically the movie I rented three times, Tequila Sunrise, Mel Gibson, mm-hmm. and I would rent it. I would go home, I'd kick back for like 30 minutes, and I'd return it, and she'd say, how was it? And I'm like, it was all right.
Oh, you've kind of told these stories
before. Yeah, I couldn't possibly have watched it. And then one day I go in there, and I'm not going to tell the end. I'll just tell this part. I go in there one day, and she goes, hey, I'm off for lunch in like 15 minutes. What are you doing for lunch? And I went, I already ate, and it just left. And then that was the end of it, because then I got the balls to ask her out like 2 weeks later, and she said, I don't think so.
Tyler, you got any of this in you?
No, nothing beyond just like the like high school pining, you know, nothing like, but just like the
Tyler's version
sitting,
was
sitting staring at my AIM window waiting for the person to like hear that door go and know that they're online. That was about the extent of
do
it.
Plus,
I never drove and everyone lived far away that I couldn't really just go.
Okay, I have a question for you, Tyler, because I'm basing this on the fact that I think there's a part of you that's a little more mentally stable than us.
It's called my brain.
Were your crushes like when you had a crush on someone in school, and I don't know if I can speak for Anderson, but I assume I can. When I would have a crush on somebody, it was so intense that it was life. That was the end of the world right there. That was it. It was her or nothing, and that was the key to my happiness. Did you have those kind of crushes?
I mean, to a fair degree, yeah. I mean, it wasn't like...
It was different, though.
It wasn't wrapped up in like that was my entire identity, but it's like if I wasn't working on something you're thinking about, then often that was...
Yeah, well, like when I had a severe, severe crush... That was my entire day.
But did you think that was going to fix everything?
Yeah. Yeah. But that was my whole day.
Because I didn't have a goal. I didn't have an end all be all. That was just my life preserver. She was just there as a thought of something that's good at school.
But I...
Like, she was like...
it was my whole day, though. It was, I'd wake up. Okay, she's going to be there. Okay. I couldn't wait. And then there was a sense of sorrow when I got out of school.
She was like the only piece, like sweet piece of candy in like a horrible liver sandwich or something.
Yeah.
That you had to eat.
But it was still wrapped, so you didn't have liver on it.
The only good thing at that horrible pit, because I didn't even really have friends. I didn't really even like the kids that are in school with me, really. Like, past ninth grade, I kind of just got out of having friends.
I'm with you.
I'm over having friends.
This show's sad because it's so true.
I went through this, like, three-year phase where my only friends were girls. I just hated dudes. Hated them. When you're an alpha male, Tyler, see, you can either have other alpha male friends, get along and play football,
Or you can make your own pack.
Or, yeah, you can be a lone wolf.
And so I like being alone more than being with people.
All right, so there we go. I didn't even need to get that off my chest. It just occurred to me the other day.
It's good.
I was at the gym, and I saw some guy watching this girl, and I'm like, I wonder if he watches her all the time, because I see her in here all the time. I wonder if he gets excited. And she was, like, older, and he was older, and it was kind of like a sad couple.
I have one of my friends in high school.
But they weren't together?
I was gonna name him, which I can't, because people will know who I'm talking about in San Diego. But his dad... Very Italian, and this was in high school, and he'd see girls walk by, and he would just stare down their ass, and he'd like hit us like, look at that, you know, and it was always like, what the fuck
is
your dad doing? And his son was proud of that, like, that's what you do.
Not to take away from the downloaded version of this here program, but I don't know if we're streaming there, Ty. I don't know if that bothers you or
no. I don't know why it's not streaming it, but it's not. But I don't care.
See, here's kind of the conundrum we're in, guys, for those of you who try and listen live, other than the six people that are on hold listening to the program, is that we can't record the show and make it clean. We can, but it gets all choppy, and that's what happens when you hear it, because we're streaming it as well.
And then they go, Tyler, you fucked it up again. It's skipping.
Hey,
things are always changing around here, and Tyler doesn't even work here anymore, so he's not up to date on the stuff, and I really don't care.
Without going into detail,
I care about the show, but I don't care about...
Technical. I don't want to get into detail. Do you know the answer to this? If I bring in if I stream this on YouTube live from like my iPad, will that interrupt what
this?
So it's the internet connection.
The computer that we use in there to record the show, it's so pabby these days. It never used to have this problem. I've been using this program for years and years, but the latest version of it, if anything else is running on the computer,
I'll bring in the iPad.
Yeah, but you won't have a mix of the.
What are you gonna hold it up to a little speaker?
I can't get a mix out of here somewhere.
We'll talk about all this off air.
Also, not that many people listen live, so it's not really worth.
There's only
all
like 400.
Trouble.
Okay, let's not talk about any of this on air.
More people download it.
Yeah, let's not talk about any
including
more of this.
Someone.
Wait, let's talk about it for 5 more seconds. I can't take a headphone out here and go into the iPad?
Can we not talk about
Jesus
this
Christ.
For 5 more minutes? You're stalking this topic, which sucks.
Shifty metaphor.
Tyler's stalking was just like, I wonder when Laura's getting out of class so we can go out and have some ice cream.
Talk about the Lord.
Maybe hold hands.
Yeah, that's what we used to do.
Talk about the Lord.
I was.
Can I tell you guys that I had a kale shake today that would make you punch someone in the mouth to eat it again?
What
it
kind of a segue is that? How do you get from Jesus to kale?
You're talking about eating ice cream.
Sure.
I had a kale shake to do it today too. I made it myself, and it was horrible.
What is a kale shake?
This was so fucking good. I would probably kill one of you.
Did you immediately have diarrhea?
Wow.
I'll tell you shortly.
We're becoming
that
show. I don't want to be that show.
6:30, so I might.
You got trouble coming.
I'm right in that trouble window.
What was in it?
It was like kale, pistachios, and like...
pineapple?
I don't know. It's from some weird vegan place that my friend knows about, and it was amazing.
I got to try it.
It was so good.
Mine are boring, but I'm just doing it for the health reasons.
Mike, you'll start obsessing about this place and driving there all the time and buying this $7 shake.
I'm in. Hey, it's cheaper than making it at home. I've already done the math. If you buy your vegetables and your fruit at Whole Foods and you juice every single day, it's more than
$7.
Don't
buy it at Whole Foods.
It's more than $7 a day.
I'll be back in a minute. I got you.
It's way, way, way too expensive. And then I started shifting over to Ralph's because they have an organic section. And it actually is larger portions for less.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I don't trust it. Isn't that
weird? Because you're the guy that likes Fiji water.
I do like Fiji water, yeah. Except for I'm under the Costco now.
You're under the Costco mini bottles.
You can't. This is the biggest waste of plastic I've ever seen. There's like 60 of them in there.
Why
for
don't
like
you
five
just
bucks.
Buy big ones?
Well, I buy big ones and little ones because these
we
are good
need,
for hiking.
We need to decide. Oh,
these
are
good
why
for
would
hiking.
A small one be good for hiking?
Because you have to carry it.
What if you get lost and then you're like, well, really should have brought the bigger water.
Okay, I should wait for Anderson to come back, but I'm not. You know, I hike a lot now, like at least 3 days a week.
I follow you on Vine.
Two or three different trails. The one, Fryman Canyon near me, is the one I go on the most because it's very convenient.
There, find him there, everybody.
I was there on Saturday hiking. Somebody posted a video Saturday night. Oh, the rattlesnake dance. And it was exactly on the trail I'm on every single time. Two rattlesnakes fighting on the trail. And
that sounds awesome.
It was horrifying, fucking horrifying, and I realized what a pussy I am because I was hiking with Tara a few weeks ago, and she goes, snake, and I pushed her towards it and ran, and it was just instinctual, and I can never get it back. And I keep telling her I was only kidding.
But
and
you
honestly,
weren't?
No, I swear to God I was, but I was, the running wasn't unnatural. The pushing her was trying to be funny, and I will never be able to get that back, that I pushed her towards a snake and ran. Did you see those rattlesnakes on Fryman Canyon fighting?
How would I have seen that?
I don't know. It's a video. Yeah, you know what? Why would you have? It was on my Facebook page. A friend of mine posted it. It's a canyon I hike on at least 3 days a week, 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. And it was right after I was on it. Somebody took a video of two rattlesnakes fighting on the trail. Like up, like jumping at each other and stuff.
Like you see like in Saudi Arabia?
Yes, only these weren't cobras.
Cobras like to fight.
Saudi Arabia?
I like Saudi Arabia. I don't understand the problem. I said Saudi Arabia.
I like it in movies where the snakes wrap around each other, then fight. Like, they would never do that.
I like when they wrap around each other and then explode in, like, a yin-yang thing, and then I like it.
Now that I brought up snakes, I have to bring up those two little kids that got killed by the boas.
I don't think we have to.
You're right. Let's skip over.
The ones that they're like, they live their lives to the fullest. They're six.
Yep, sure they did.
Waking up and eating candy is, like, the best thing you can do
when
you're six.
What are you guys doing? What are you talking about? I'm not even aware.
They clean the snake cage,
by the way.
We started
talking about...
We're
going to
talk
Mike's
about Anthony Weiner
water
next?
Bottles.
What are we talking about, six-year-old kids that are
Mike
dead?
Mike takes small water bottles when he goes hiking, which I said is terrible.
Okay,
because
we don't need to recap.
If he gets lost, then he's got a little shitty amount of water.
But this is, I'm not going to get lost, and this is the easy amount to carry. And I used to carry no water, so this is better than no water.
I suppose. Anderson, did you say you had something to get off your chest?
Oh, I said that wasn't to get the stalking thing. It's not like I felt better after I admitted that, and it never even occurred to me that I was a stalker until recently. Here's what I need to talk
as
about.
As long as you get over it.
Old man Anderson? Old man Mike, you want to hop on here and agree with me after I talk about this?
It's old man talk on the after disaster.
Breaking one of my own rules right now by talking about a local place. Jesus Christ, Jillian. Why are you texting me now?
She's probably saying I'm on hold. I'm listening.
Oh, my God. That'd be horrible. That'd be so awful. Let's see what the text says. Hold on. I bet it's just going to be a thank you because I got her some treats today.
Oh, what'd you get her?
Some happy hips.
It says, sorry, hon, phone died. Call me when you can. That's a problem because we haven't been talking at all.
Oh, no. Who was she texting?
That is horrible.
Who'd she mean to send that to?
That's really
did she call you hon?
Would you be more mad if you found out she was cheating on you with someone that looked like just like you and was named like Andy Cohen? That'd be more upsetting?
Yes.
I don't think that would make a difference.
Hey, I am somebody who's been jealous of myself, of my actual D. Anderson Cowan. I have been. I've been that crazy and that kind of a drug stupor
binge.
That's
the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Swear to God, I was furious at this girl and about all these different things. And I was going through stuff. I was completely and totally not myself. I was psychotic. I was having a psychotic break. And it occurred to me that when she and I met, she was much more innocent. And I was kind of a different person then than I am when I was thinking these thoughts. And I'm like, she was attracted to that guy, and she was different. And he, and I was almost like taking, like, myself as a different person. And
wow.
I was, and she's like, ugh. And she didn't even know who I was, yet she still wanted to, like, have sex with me. She didn't even know who I was yet.
Yep. I like a girl Slut. That doesn't even know who I am.
Awful. Terrible. Yeah, it was a whole, it was
Jesus
drugs,
Christ.
Man.
I don't know if that breaks down to you being jealous of yourself and maybe angry at yourself.
I was angry at myself.
Or angry at her for liking you.
Yeah, I was. Oh, look at
And you know why that hurt? Because you liked her.
God, I was fucked up. Hey, there's hope, guys. If you're really fucked up, there's hope. Because I'm decent now. I'm okay. I still have terrible thoughts all the time.
What's the old man thing?
Would have been a nice segue for my other horrible thought.
No,
but I'll get to that.
Well,
I'll
get to got that. Excited about
Does
it.
Involve shitting, no, standing up.
I was saying it because
let's
thought
get
you
all
gonna,
the shit behind us.
I
all
right? thought you were going to forget about it, and we were going to. And I wanted to hear what, because anything that could make us bond. Because I'm feeling so old lately, I need to start embracing it.
All right, I'll go back to it since I already started with it. There's this place out here called Westside Pavilion, and it's just a big mall, but it's like in the middle of hell because it's on the west side, and it's got Westside right in the name. For those of you who don't know, Los Angeles is sprawling, but there's certain hot spots where everybody feels they have to be. The Grove in Hollywood is one of them.
My balls.
Tyler's balls.
Whole
Everyone has
Foods.
To be there all the time.
All the bitches be all up in here like, let me get in.
Santa Monica, which is a part of the West Side, but the West Side in general is just a total bitch to get to. It's really hard to get around once you're there. And
there's
it's just
nowhere to park.
I got to say, you guys, everyone tells me what a nightmare Santa Monica is. I haven't had that experience. I've been there 100 times in the past 5 years.
Getting in and out is bad. Once you're in there, it's not terrible.
No, once you're
there's
there, that's what, you're right. You're right. Getting through Westwood is a nightmare.
But like, I'll go see a movie before the show. Santa Monica's literally like, what, 8 miles from here? Not even. And I will get out an hour and a half before the show, and I'll barely make it here on time. It's really hard to get out of
there.
You
know why? You got those? You only have two streets. You only have two ways to get out of there. Wait, no, you don't. You have the freeway.
I did not look to talk about the minutia. So the Westside Pavilion has recently done a big facelift, and it's all been remodeled. And
it's
there's
really
two,
nice. You feel safe now.
There's two halves to the mall. One side has this.
That's their tagline. You feel safe now.
One side has this movie theater, and like, which I hate, and I banned it, but Brian got me a gift certificate there because it's his favorite movie theater, the Landmark. God, I hate that theater. It's awful. It's one of those theaters that charges like $15. They have somebody come in and tell you what movie you're seeing. I know!
Ugh.
I paid $15!
I got to be honest. I saw The King's Speech in a theater like that, and I thought it was kind of nice. I was sitting on a couch, and the problem with the couch seats, even though they are more expensive, is you immediately want to go to sleep. It's a leather couch.
Plus, it's King's Speech. Actually, I like The King's Speech. So, there's a bridge that connects the two halves of the mall, and this bridge is pretty fucking cool. It looks right up Westwood Boulevard that connects to UCLA, Westwood. You can see the Mormon Church. You can see like all of the big buildings. I guess it's like Century City. You can see them all in the distance. It's a great view. And it's an actual walking bridge, but it's not like one of those little bridges that you, you don't even feel like you're in a bridge. You just feel like you're walking down a very large hallway. It's probably like 50 yards wide and just giant floor to ceiling windows. And I like to, and they got little chairs and stuff. And I like to sit in there sometimes and do a little writing, a little reading. I like it in there.
Stalking.
And I see the cars out and you can see the road as far as the eye goes. And I saw these it was like a threesome, but it was like two kids, two girls and a boy. And they were probably like 16 or 17. Okay. And they're the boy had his arm around the one, and she was like obviously awkward and kind of like uncomfortable. They probably didn't know each other that well. And then she had her friend with her, and they're walking across the bridge. And the boy, gotta sound old, sounding the boy, saying the boy, the dude,
son.
The dude,
is it our boy,
the young man, no, Tyler, the young man looks up and he sees this amazing view because the view really is breathtaking.
Yeah.
It's really fucking cool. It looks like something you'd see in New York. He sees the view.
And he made eye contact that he flipped you off and started running towards the bridge and you didn't know what to do?
Towards the bridge. No, we're on the bridge.
I know. You're on the bridge. You see a guy in the street. Look at you.
No, he's on the bridge with me.
Oh.
He's on the bridge. He's got my
view. But what would you do if some guy was on the street and you guys made eye contact and he flipped you off and pointed at you and started running towards the stairs?
5 years ago, 10 years ago, I run after him and I'm enraged.
And now you'd kind of like.
Now I'd be like, I'd probably start taking notes for the show.
You start the recorder? That's what I would do. Okay,
I'll probably
so.
Turn on the Vine. Oh, by the way, before I forget, new idea. I already talked about it on the Film Vault, but people start talking in your movie theater. You Vine them or take a flash picture of them. and we're going to start posting them.
I like
online.
The flash picture idea.
Yeah.
Flash them and take a picture of it?
No, flash picture. Tyler?
This guy's on the radio telling me to put my dick in your face and take a
nope.
photo of it.
If you, can get, if you can get rid of the pre-flash, the light that it uses to focus, if you can get rid of that, it would be much better to turn around and just have a flash instead of that light and then a flash.
I haven't done it yet. I didn't have the balls. I wanted to at Blue Jasmine a couple days ago, but the theater was too full and I would have disturbed everyone else. But everyone hated this couple.
Sounded like you said I blew Jasmine.
I know. Yeah.
At Blue Jasmine, the Woody Allen movie. So
I just hate people.
So I see these three teenagers walking
God
across
damn
the
teenagers.
God damn teenagers.
Get off my bridge. You fucks.
So they're walking across and
you know they're probably like, this bridge is gay.
The young man looks up and he too is taken by this
smitten
with this view. Tyler.
I am bridge smitten.
It was almost instantaneous. He looks up and he sees a view, which as I've stated numerous times now, is breathtaking.
I gotta see this bridge, man.
Not the bridge itself,
bridge
the view
cast.
From the bridge. Oh. The
bridge
view
cast.
From the bridge. We could do that. Speaking of which, what are you doing Saturday? Want to come over to a show? Because I'm not gonna be here next week. Tyler's gonna be over with his wife. Wanna come over?
And we're gonna do the whole show thing like this?
Here?
No.
Just kinda like under our breath. Like,
So here's what happens. Dude, the girls are mostly staring forward because they're literally a Nordstrom's in front of them.
Yeah.
12 o'clock is a Nordstrom's for them. 9 o'clock is the view from the bridge. The boy looks up, he sees the view. He doesn't look at the view for a full beat, not 1,001. He looks at it for about 1,000. Like he sees it and immediately goes to his phone, turns his back to the view, starts bugging the one girl to take their picture. And has her stand there, and I watched for about 3 minutes, them taking a picture with the view in the background, and then looking at the picture, and then saying, no, you got to do it more. And she was doing really dumb angles where, like, you could just see nothing but the billboard, and, like, nothing, none of the
were
cool shit behind
them.
He was with the one girl, and her friend was the one taking the picture of the couple, right? The point is, other than the girl taking the picture, who didn't want to take the picture? She was doing a favor. He finally got one that he liked. Never turned back around to see the amazing view that he was so excited about to have his picture. And they all walked off. Never once looked to the left again. It was just like, this could make me look cool because I'm going to be in front of something.
That is absolutely a lesser version of people that just takes pictures of themselves at expensive restaurants and at concerts just to show off. Like, look at my seats. Check
but
it
something
out.
Inside him, something inside of his normal brain, his non-digital brain said, wow, that's a really cool thing. I want to keep that forever. But he didn't look at it with his own eyes for more than 1 second.
That isn't what he's thinking. It's the same thing as what I just said. It's showing
just,
off.
I want to show people that I have cars and
he doesn't give a shit about the view. He'd do the same thing at the beach. If he were at the beach.
Something clicked to make him know that it was a cool view enough that it would be bragging, though.
But if
but
he were
not
on the
enough
beach,
for him to actually take it in.
If he were on the beach in Hawaii and saw that green water, it just looked phenomenal. He wouldn't look at it. He'd take a picture of himself in front of it and post it so his friends know that he's there. He doesn't give a shit. I know those people.
Oh, it's fascinating.
Every person
it's
that posts a picture,
and the two
shows
girls couldn't care less
at a concert
because apparently there weren't shoes in front of the view. You couldn't see any shoes. You couldn't see any good deals.
Hmm.
It was an iPad. It was a billboard for an iPad. So you know
people don't care.
It's disturbing.
People are missing out, and I don't care if I sound like an old man. It
says the guy who's constantly tweeting and vining.
Yeah, but I'm not going, look at my food. Hey, check it out. I'm in the second row for whatever.
Yeah, you're doing worse things.
Yeah, I'm not showing off. I'm not showing off.
Guys, I just missed a cool cop chase going by.
Okay.
Then why the fuck did you post it if you missed it?
That isn't worse. That's it. Okay, that. Okay, you know how you see
we got
things?
7, we got 13 minutes, 14, 24. Jesus Christ.
It was about 3 a.m. I was going for a walk.
All right.
I see the lights off in the distance.
Not making
and
it
I don't
more
know,
interesting.
I don't know what's going on. I see lights coming towards me, and it kind of weirded me out. They were going.
Didn't ask for the story.
At least 100.
It's a non-story to begin with.
At least 100, 105
no
miles an
way.
Hour.
No way.
Okay. First
no
time,
way.
First time in my life I've ever seen cars do what they did in the movies, which is hit the intersection and fly up in the air at least a foot of air. Not just the dude.
I know that's not true. You know how I know? Because you weren't freaking out and you didn't make 9 more talking about it.
I know it's true. In fact, the reason I turned the camera back towards the intersection because it was full of sparks. They absolutely, all 4 wheels got off the ground.
Sparks hate you.
All 4 wheels got off the ground on every vehicle. Even the third cop car, which is the one I caught, the SUV. Dude is doing at least 100. At least.
Let's take some calls.
It was insane.
Let's take some calls.
I could have been killed. There was nothing I could have done.
You're on the After Zester. How are you?
Be sad like I did get killed. Are you talking from 30 feet from the phone? Jeez.
Hi there. You're on the program.
Hi, you're in the After Disaster. How are you?
Hello?
Hi. How are things?
Did you do the machine, Anderson?
I did the machine, for sure. What does it say up there on the left side? What does it say?
Wave Lab or Producer HP or what? Oh, no.
They're red.
It says
red.
1PCH.
1PCH?
Yeah.
Doesn't say that. It should never say PCH.
1POH.
Oh, yeah. That's phones on hold. What does that say? Next to a program two?
It says one program two, and it's blinking back and forth.
Maybe we should just move the microphones into that room and just do the show from in there from now on.
Maybe Anderson should just do his job from now on.
You know what's funny is...
This better be funny.
There's never been a time that the phones have worked.
I want you to watch.
Has there?
Okay. Let's see.
I'm probably, this is what usually happens. I'll look.
Has it ever?
Program two.
Dead air.
It doesn't say.
All right. Hey, we have full lines at least now, so hopefully we'll be able to talk to some people. 21 minutes left in the show. First time caller, long time listener.
Okay, I see it.
So now I'm going to go back in there and magically it works. It's really frustrating.
How come this doesn't happen? How come that doesn't happen during Loveline?
Because Anderson actually cares about Loveline.
I think he cares more about this.
That's a good point. I think it's just dumb luck that it works during Loveline.
I'll tell you one of the things about getting old that I like is not being that much of a stalker.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't even know
where Jillian is right now.
My stalking days are behind me. You've really grown up.
Oh.
Yeah, my long trench coat with nothing underneath, those days are behind me.
Oh, I used to wear a trench coat.
Of course you did.
Hey, I had a girl who was, God, I don't know if I could say this. I told the story on here. She was my old assistant, and she pulled some crazy shit with me that was psychotic. And then it was like, we're not even friends now. Just get away from me, from my point of view, and I'm fucking crazy. So I haven't talked to her in 5 years, 6 years. I pull into the improv.
Well, guess who's on the line?
No, she's insane. If I told the whole story again, which I'm not going to do, you'd be like, she's dangerous and she's insane. So I'm at the club.
We'll take your word for it.
I stop at the improv on the way to San Diego, and I'm talking to the girl in the office, and the other girl comes in. The ticket person goes,
wait, are we hearing the reason why now? Or
you better not come out here because it's some girl here that says she wants to apologize to you. And I went, I don't know who it is, but tell her I'm not here. Well, she's waiting out here. And I know she saw me pull into my parking area, and I ran to my car. Like, my adrenaline was going.
Does she fuck with you online?
No.
Because there's still one that's still, every time Jillian puts anything on Facebook or, it's always Facebook, the bitch within like 10 minutes will comment on what she's saying about.
Just block her.
And I'm like, I need to just get rid of her. And then she showed me, and I'm like, well, I want to be able to look at that face every day. Yeah. Look at the face!
No, I have two of those people that will not stop. And I finally. No, but I finally did the post so they don't go to them.
You did what? Yeah.
You know how you can go in and designate who doesn't get to see the post?
What?
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Are you snoring? I thought I heard snoring.
I thought they were playing hockey.
Me too. It sounded like air hockey.
Hello.
Or real hockey. That hockey noise is cool.
What's wrong with our callers, really? Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
I don't even hear a background noise there.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Plow, son.
Who's
it's
this?
Your boy.
Nope. This sounds like Tyler.
Yeah, how are you throwing your voice? Phil Hendry.
Hey, how are you?
Plow, son.
You are not Plow, son. You are not Peep Game.
Does
you are not
say
him.
Plow, son?
Oh, of course he's Plow, son. So, what do you bring to? I think this might be a girl.
This is your boy.
Now we have to
this
do backstory.
This is not at fake Marcus level of impersonation.
Call for the Philippines, he says. All right.
That's pretty good.
Now we got
it. I need a job. $15 an hour.
$1,500.
Wow, how's he know all this? Is there something going
on? It's all
on Twitter?
Twitter.
I haven't seen it.
Let me talk to Dr. Drew.
He wants.
Well, you sound Filipino. All right, man. Thanks for calling.
$1,500 to come in here.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Here's up.
Fake Marcus.
Fake Marcus.
How are you, pal?
I'm doing good. How are you guys? I finally got through. Where you guys could hear me,
I finally got through.
Yeah, well, he gets through every goddamn time. But I've noticed.
That we're talking about stalkers.
So what happens is I get through. Mm-hmm. I can't hear you. Mm-hmm. You go to the next caller. You can't hear them. Mm-hmm. You fix the phones and you talk to the third caller.
Yeah, I realize that we never talked to you. I apologize. So you must have a lot of shit on the
fake Marcus things to say.
Yeah, what do you got?
So many fake. Oh, I've done some more detective work. I'm working on Mike's new address. So if we're speaking of stalkers.
Good.
Uh-huh. This is the guy. He is.
Give me a hint. Give fake, me a hint wait, what you think it is.
Fake Marcus has, where was he? I don't even know. Fake Marcus has figured out, he guessed your old password. So you have to change your passwords to everything.
And then he started rattling off your address that one day.
Yep.
Is this you, Fake Marcus? Fake Marcus.
Hello?
Is this Fake Marcus?
No, this isn't Fake Marcus.
All right, hold on. Hey, is this Fake Marcus?
That might be, what?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, sorry.
That might be our boy.
No, it's not.
So Mike lives off of the 101 freeway.
Uh-huh.
Off of Coldwater Canyon.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's easy if you watch the Vines.
Yeah, I talk about that all the time.
Bye. No, I won't go there. But I saw the Act of Killing this past weekend. It was pretty good.
I didn't hear that.
No, you can't just start talking about a movie. Bye what?
I'm that's all I've got so far.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
it's not hard to figure out. Like
within a 2 mile radius.
I think that part of Mike wants like I think that in his head like a 19-20-year-old man will come by and do some work on his house like one day. Like he'll figure out where he lives by watching his vines and come over and be like, hey, I heard you got some plumbing issues, and just start working. You know, that's what I think he's going for. Hey, hold on, Fake Marcus. Okay.
All right.
Hey, in the After Disaster, how are you?
Henderson?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Hi.
I got a question for you. Actually, it's for Tyler, really.
Mm-hmm. He's here, too.
Excuse me. I'm curious to know why there's, like, such a big chunk of After Disasters not cataloged on iTunes, like, pre, like, episode 109 through, like, about 40s or so?
iTunes took us down.
No.
It was too inappropriate.
They were on an old server back when we were originally Loveline affiliated, and then when we migrated to our own new server, we have a limited amount
just
of
can't
bandwidth
handle
per month.
Can't handle it.
So
we've been talking about making it available, though. And Mike, cover your ears. We've been talking about selling it as a DVD.
I actually listen to the old ones while lifting weights, just like Anderson.
Yeah,
it's really inspiring. Yeah, man,
makes you laugh
He's
sometimes.
Put on
right?
No muscle, but
well, yeah. And I have one observation. I've been listening to a lot of fart bars.
Yeah,
and
why wouldn't you?
I kind of get it now. What Anderson and Mike have been talking about.
Well, you got to see them live to really get it.
Yeah, it's absolutely a live thing.
There's something to be said about these guys. Now, from what I can observe, you guys have very different music tastes than me, and even amongst the two of you, don't have the same. But
no, we
there's
don't.
Something very Led Zeppelin about them in a weird electronica way. And I can't really.
There is something very smooth.
It's the drums. The drums are very bombastic,
and he's a great drummer.
The Bonham drumming, that's exactly what I'm thinking. But, like, the melodies, too. There's something kind of bluesy about them. I can't really figure it out.
Well, let's not even talk about them. Great. Let's not even talk about that.
You heard their new
band.
Song that's online?
Until they actually release their goddamn album.
Live, they're absolutely great.
Yeah,
it's just great.
It's like nothing I'd ever seen before live. And you can actually see proof of that with my face and wonderment first night that I ever saw them. But I'll tell this story with little fart barf underneath. I went to see them just this last weekend, Ty. I already told Mike, so I'm just going to tell you. I went to see them on a whim. They were playing in some horrible place called La Puente. I'm sorry if any of you live there. But
I'm playing baseball there on Sunday.
La Puente is a place that I've driven through and I've heard of all growing up, but never actually stopped my car and gotten out. Had to do that to go see Fart Barf. It was going to be the first time I'd seen them in a long, long time. I pull up to the venue at like 11. This was pretty good. And the venue is this. It's in a shitty part of town because, you know why? It's in La Puente.
The whole town's shitty, right?
Right, exactly. It's in a strip mall off some, like, main drag highway. And the strip mall has, like, a laundromat, some kind of hipster vegan restaurant or something. I think a liquor store might be in the corner. And then this place that used to be, like, you know Claire's? You remember that store in the mall, Claire's, where they just sell, like, jewelry?
Yeah.
And they're always, like, really small. And the walls are all black. It was like Claire's, but it was everything was removed, and the walls were just white stucco, right? That was the venue, and it was just fluorescent overhead lighting and some shit. It was called DIY Bridgetown. Bridgetown. DIY. Do it yourself, I guess. Bridgetown. Might be getting it wrong. Anyway, so I walk in there. There's like a cover charge. I'm thinking there's no way I'm giving you a dime for this horrible place. So I walk in like I own the place. I literally start moving people like left and right with my arm as I'm walking through the crowd. And I just go straight. You have to walk. There is no stage. You have to walk by the band that's playing in the corner. You have to actually be a part of their set.
Is there a bar?
No bar. No. That's just to get to the back to use the bathroom because I've been on the road for an hour now. Driving from Hell on Earth from Huntington Beach across.
So I just walked to the back because I'm assuming that's where that. I'm just in that mode where I'm going to keep moving like I own the place until I find the bathroom. And it's such a small little shitbox. So I just walk through everybody, walk on stage for a minute. But it's not a stage.
Standing up.
It's not a stage. It's just bright, bright lights. Bright fluorescent white lights. And like the walls are kind of ripped up a little bit. And the band is set up in the corner.
Wait, it's lit like an office building?
It's lit like worse than an office building. It's lit like a gas station bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah. Just
the whole place.
The whole place. The whole place is maybe... I want to say like 15 feet wide, maybe 40 feet deep. I mean, it's tiny. It's a tiny little spot. It's just a tiny little spot. I got video of it. In a strip mall. So I just blow by everyone. I blow by the band that's playing at the time. They're just screaming. I mean, they got a lot of energy. I felt like I was in Los Angeles in the early 80s for sure. It felt like a black flag.
Were you jealous of yourself?
I was jealous of the fact that I've been jealous that I never really got to be a part of that scene. I came around like 6 years too late. Sucks. I listen to all that stuff, but I never get to experience, you know, the whole scene. But it felt very illegal. So I go to the back room where it's just an exposed water heater, and there's two dudes in there. It's a couch and two dudes and a girl, and it's fart barf. And I'm like, hey, and they're like, hey, and we had this whole town, and like, hey, where you been? And then I just point to my wedding ring, and we all have a good laugh, and I pee, and then we hang out, and I'm just hanging out with fart barf for like an hour, waiting for them to go on and catching up, and I was talking to their new dude that they have hanging out with them named Yawn. And it was a good time. There was a couple of listeners were there. And
he's like 7 feet tall.
No, he's very small. And he was from, God, where is he from?
Sweden.
Norway. He was from Norway. And he's filled with energy. I like that Yawn kid a lot. I thought he was a new drummer at first. I'm like, can you get rid of Brian? And they're like, no. He's just out back. So we go over. We get some
back shitting.
We get some. Why is everyone shitting? What's with you? So anyways, we get some tall boy beers across the street because we're classy like that. We're drinking them out of the...
When you're, you know, in La Puente, do as the La Puentians
do. We're actually, like, the strip mall kind of goes up, and then there's this supermarket right next to the strip mall, but it's kind of connected, but you have to kind of go up a little bit, you know? But it's all connected. And the super mall, the supermarket looks like, I swear super to God, mall. I saw Jack Tripper in there. It was straight out of, like, the early 70s. Like, they had a big, giant picture of a fish.
Wood paneling on the wall? But
wood paneling, a lot of, like, the rocks, like the Google rocks. But Googie rocks, that's what I call it. It's a type of architecture, Googie. But not in Spanish. You would expect it all to be like also in Spanish, like El Pescadores, right? But no, it was just all... So that's how old it was. Like, they hadn't even updated to the new clientele yet. Yeah. It's just old. So, almost done.
Wait, so that story's better than my police chase story?
You don't like this story so far?
No, go ahead, finish it.
Wow, he doesn't like it. Now he feels bad.
Well, I'm waiting for the punchline.
There's a punchline. So I'm hanging out, and we're all just, you know, talking and whatnot, and I'm waiting.
Not a punchline.
We're all waiting.
A payoff.
There was like eight of us with the band waiting like out in front of the supermarket drinking our beers. And we're waiting for the band to be called on. The owner comes out, and long story short, you guys can't go on even though you're like, you know, top billed. It's too late and the cops might come. All right, I'm furious now. I somehow am where the band should be playing. We're back inside now. Yelling at everyone. Yelling as though I'm like their manager or something going, it's real smart. First of all, you have a horrible, shitty venue, and now you're going to let all the shit bands play, and the one good band, you don't let them play. Smart business move.
You're like Mark Maron in Almost Famous.
Mark Maron's in that?
Yeah, like when they get electrocuted, and they're leaving the venue, and they bust down the gate, he's the guy yelling.
I didn't realize that. Huh.
You'll never work in Cleveland, or whatever he says.
So... I am in, like, must make something bad happen to club or must make something. I'm in destructive mode a little bit because I'm furious.
You're in forgetting I'm a married man,
you know,
mode.
Mickey's down there. Mickey came over. So, I'm no longer married. I'm a single man wanting to see
Fart Barf
at any cost. And I'm willing to let the band get arrested if that's what it takes. So
my jealousy for myself is on high.
I go out front of the 70s supermarket out in front of the strip mall. And sure enough, we found a plug that worked. An outlet. So next thing I know, I've talked Josh and Dan into playing. It's like 1 a.m.
Wait, whoa, what?
Playing in front of the supermarket, right? And Brian, the drummer, is a little bit opposed to it. But Dan and Josh, Fart Barf, they're like, yeah, you know what? Fuck these guys. Josh was really pissed. And he's like, I'm just going to play, and then we'll just blame it on the venue, and maybe they'll have to deal with it. But we are here to play, and all our gear's already out. So we're actually physically taking the gear over, plugging the stuff in.
Music video.
We're getting ready. And then somebody, thank God, somebody thought better of it, and the adrenaline subsided, and it's like Fart Barf in jail is not really a good video.
That would have been so awesome.
It would have been great, but the cops would have been there in a heartbeat.
I know, but it would have been the best. Get one song out.
That's what I was begging for.
Fart Barf needs to pull the U2 and just go on the top of some skyscraper and start blasting.
They go so high you can't even hear them. The cops never get called.
So, but I shot a reaction video of Josh being very upset.
Oh, that would have been the best ever if they sat in a parking lot and did it.
So that's my four part story. Yeah, there you go.
I like it.
We have 7 minutes. I'm sorry.
You spent a lot of time on the. You spent a lot of time.
I was
with
setting
those
up the venue.
There was no concert.
Oh yeah, well, I was trying to. I thought you meant on the story. I was trying to set
God,
up the,
you know what?
The idea
when
of the
you
venue.
Said, when you said you're at Farparf, I because Mickey told me about it earlier, and I said no because I'm working, which I did. I worked all through the night, so it was a very productive day. But when you said you're out there, I was so bummed that I didn't go. I was like, Farparf. I totally missed seeing. I haven't seen them in quite some time.
I have not seen them in way too long.
They're doing I know you can't do it on a weeknight, and they're doing a free show in Hermosa next Wednesday night.
Hey, for the as far as the act of killing, yes, I saw that, and talk about it at length on the Film Vault. I'm not going to waste everyone's time here, but Act of Killing is about that guy who committed genocide back in the mid-60s, and they went in there and they let him recreate a movie about his actual genocide, which he's quite jubilant and unapologetic about. He sees nothing wrong with killing people
okay.
with wires.
I kind of heard differently from the other podcast, though, where they said he starts to realize how violent
well, that's
it
the
was.
Very end. Jesus I don't Christ know why. Who would be who, what kind of podcast you're listening to that's just talking about the full...
At the end of the
end of the more scenes, so
at the end of the documentary, the guy just apologizes, and that's a wrap.
Hold on, I bet they absolutely this other podcast that you're not going to name. I bet they absolutely loved it, and we're talking about how great it was.
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
Hey, in the After Disaster, how are you? It's that same person, dude.
Hello.
Who just has awful sounds.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
We both
Hi.
Become nice. it's the that, same horrible person.
It's that goddamn. Oh, hey. What's
hey,
up?
So what's up there? How you been?
Good.
And who are you?
I'm Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. Alvarez?
Hi. I'm sorry?
Are you Nicole Alvarez?
No. Mm. Nicole Fox.
Nicole Fox?
That's it.
Nicole Fox sounds like a DJ for, like, Coast. This is Nicole Fox giving you some love songs for the ride home.
And this is Steely Dan.
So, Nicole, you called before? You called the program before?
No. This is the first time.
And what's on your mind there?
Feels like
the
first
okay,
time.
Let's see. 5 months
pregnant.
Ah,
oh,
Jesus.
Oh,
not for
hey,
you're
in the After Disaster. How are you?
is it too late?
Hey, you're in the After Disaster. How are you?
I got to be honest with you. I think pregnant chicks are very attractive. So can we go back to her?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
How are you? How are you?
Let's go back to Nicole, man.
She's gone.
Oh,
she. Our rudeness induced labor. She's running.
So we hear, get me out.
I don't think that's how it works.
I'm stuck.
I just have a quick question.
What is it?
Do you guys know much about, like, synthetics?
Trick question. No.
What show are you calling for, sir?
Actually, considered an expert on synthetics. Please continue. Are we talking about oil changing? Are we talking about...
No, like drugs, like synthetic drugs. I used to be addicted to it in, like for at least 6 months. But I'm off of it now. But, like, thing is, like, I quit it and...
Quidditch. I hate that sport. It's fake, you know. It was actually made just for that horrible, horrible series of books that children like. Those blasphemous books.
Well, I think we disagree on that.
Hey, early after disaster, how are you? Anything but pregnancy and synthetic drugs, please. How are you?
Pregnancy.
Oh, so, I'm afraid that was one of the two no's. Why would you do that?
At least she led with it. First word. Pregnancy.
You see that, ladies? That's why you don't get ahead in the workplace. When the person that has the control says anything but these two things and you lead with one of those two things.
You're the person in control.
Don't ask one more question. What?
Is this Marcus, fake Marcus?
Yeah.
Hey, Act of Killing, listen to the Film Vault.
Well, it's not posted yet, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. Well, not cool in a sense. But
I don't like how the guy couldn't even puke at the end. He was pathetic. He's like, please, will this? I feel bad enough to puke, and he couldn't even bring anything up. He just sat there making gurgling sounds for like 10 minutes.
Ugh.
He's like, well, you know, I acted as one of the victims. Now I should be forgiven, right? Fucking asshole. All right, hold on.
Can we find a way to block fake Marcus?
What'd you say, Marcus?
He calls every week.
Hey, fake Marcus, call anytime you like.
We'll
I got no
just
problem
have
with
no
you.
Calls.
All right, fake Marcus.
Yep.
Call anytime you like. This is
all right.
Block it.
Come get you, Mike.
You shouldn't do that to the guy who knows where you live. All right, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
How's it going?
Good, good. What do you bring to the program?
Yeah, what's up?
What do you bring to the table?
What?
What do you bring to the table?
Table what?
What do you bring to the program there, young man?
It's tuna JT.
Whoa! I knew it was, man. I knew it was.
Yeah, what's up?
It's your boy. It's him.
Yes, boy.
What are you doing, my friend? How is your leg?
My leg is fine. I just got my stitches out today.
You got your stitches out today.
Uh-huh.
All right, so for those of you who may not know.
This is the most satisfying moment that's ever happened in podcast history.
Just to let you know there, JLC, I knew that it was you. I was waving frantically to both Mike and Tyler as soon as you started speaking.
Anderson nearly had a seizure.
Right, right.
But I wanted you to come out and say it.
Good lead-in. Okay. You're good at leading people.
I was hoping you would say
JLC,
it was our boy, though.
Live on the air.
Live on the air. That's true. Except, you know what? We're not streaming tonight, so you missed your opportunity to really be live.
That's okay. More people will hear him tomorrow.
And plus, okay. Tyler's going to start playing the music. So, yeah. So, what's your take on all of this, on your newfound after disaster celebrity?
I have no idea. I don't know what to think.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to, like...
process?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. How has your life
changed?
I'm trying
to figure you guys out. Like, I don't know, like...
Funny you should say that, JLC, because we're trying to figure you out for goddamn sure. And I got to say, I'm quite relieved and not that surprised that, thank God, you don't sound like you do in your goddamn vines there. Because if you did... That's a character, right?
Right, it is character, huh?
I was going to come by your work because I'm in Pacific Beach every Sunday. And I know you're in Hillcrest, but...
Yeah, we're obsessed. We've been thinking about actually dropping by.
I have a place in PB, and I'm down there every Sunday, so I was thinking about swinging by one of these days early.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm in Temecula now, so...
Oh.
Look at JLC. He's like a nice young man. What are your aspirations?
Are you at your parents' house in Temecula?
Yeah, I live with my parents now, yeah.
Because he broke his leg.
Yeah.
So what do you want to be when you grow up there, JLC?
You know, that's a funny question, but I actually want to be a famous rapper.
Much like Andy Milonakis?
Yeah, like Andy Milonakis.
Joaquin Phoenix went through a phase where that was kind of his plan. Didn't work out too well. And how do you go
that's
about...
The famous rappers, I want to be, you know, inspire the world and show them, you know, that they've got talent, but just...
Wait, is that what you think rappers do, is show the world they've got talent?
You know, I want to be able to support myself through this.
Right. Let's say this dream doesn't work out there, JLC. I'm not saying it's not going to. I'm just saying there's a chance. What do you fall back on? Veterinarian school, perhaps? Culinary arts?
Merchant Marine. Sailing.
Merchant Marines. That's look at this.
I didn't expect that.
Is that what you were jump? Is that what you were practicing when you were scaling down to Black Beach? Were you kind of practicing some of that stuff?
Yeah, I was.
Wow. How much pain were you in when you decided, I still want to vine this helicopter rescue that's happening right now?
I was in zero pain. Because
you were icing it with the Capri Sun. That was the nice touch. That was my favorite part.
Hey, JLC.
Dr. Drew just walked in, but I don't think
we waved off Dr. Drew for you because we want to talk to you more than Dr. Drew. How does that feel? Are you familiar with Dr. Drew's work?
No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well.
You will be one day, I have a feeling.
You definitely will be.
Okay.
Well, no, you sound like a nice guy, and can you understand why we would be fascinated with what you have put out there?
Maybe.
Okay, all right, it's good stuff. You know what? Call back the program. We'll plug whatever you got going on out there.
Call back earlier, though.
I gotta say, I'm relieved.
Call back earlier.
I'm relieved and a little disappointed at the same time. It's weird. It's a weird feeling I got.
Because we're 3 minutes over.
Can we get a it's your boy and you're listening to the After Disaster?
Oh, like a little liner? This will be a first liner we've ever gotten, JLC.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
We want you to say who you are and say you're listening to the After Disaster. Say like, yo, it's your boy, JLC, you're listening to the After Disaster.
End it with a plow sun, please.
Oh, yeah.
You want me to say that right now?
Yeah, hit it.
It's your boy, JLC. I'm listening to the After Disaster.
We need a plow. You are so high right now, aren't you, you motherfucker? We need a plow, son. Plow, son.
Plow, son.
Wait, we need a clean one. You're talking on that one. We need a clean one.
I fucking hate plow, son.
I talked over it because I was going to tell you to tell Roxy to be quiet. Will you do one more?
Plow, son.
I was not inspired, but all right. Thank you very much for calling in, JLC. It's
no problem.
Long time to make.
Uh-huh.
Talk to you soon, buddy.
All right.
She got a little nervous talking to JLC.
I'm a little sweaty.
I know. It's weird, too, because I was like...
I got to tell you, that character that he does on Vines hits a nerve. There's a place for it somewhere. I'm not sure where.
Drew is very confused why we're all like nervous and sweating right now.
Pretty much, Drew, your Mike Carano just called our show.
That's the only analogy that works. It's so true.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. I never even got to get to the horrible thing.
Hey,
next week.
Tell me what to do tomorrow. Disney convention, then the fair, or Vegas Star Trek convention?
Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah.
You say
how about
same?
All of them?
I can only do one or two.
We'll talk about doing a show this. Hey,
okay.
Godspeed. God be with you. Every week I fuck it up.
I don't want that.